Good morning and welcome to Balanced Life. I'm the host, Renee Gable with In Touch Marketing Concepts. This morning we have Dawn Cotillo from Be Balanced Centers. She is our natural hormone therapy practitioner, speaker, TV personality, and author of The Hormone Shift. Good morning, Dawn. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great and excited to talk about another topic here today.
Exciting topic. Yes. Dawn joins us each month. She has a loyal following. We learned so much from Dawn with balancing hormones and a lot of female issues. And today we're talking about hot flashes and night sweats, which I know is a very common challenge for some. So we're anxious to have you help us with that today. So yeah. What are these things called hot flashes and night sweats? They don't sound fun.
No, they don't. And you know what's funny? It's like right about now, there's about 45 to 50 million in our country that are kind of at perimenopause and menopause, which is the age just when you start to stop getting your menstrual cycle. And that is the time that these hot flashes and night sweats can actually start. So there's a lot of women going through it. And the reason I wanted to discuss it today is because I hate to say this, but it's not something that the medical community has locked down. They do not have, sometimes they're not even really sure why you get them, which we're going to discuss that today. We'll talk about some really cool reasons why you get them and help you understand that. And we'll just really get into what you can do naturally to get rid of them. You do not have to live like this. So that's the exciting part. So hot flashes or night sweats, let's talk about hot flashes first, so they can call them flushes. It's almost like a wave of heat that kind of goes over your body randomly, like in the middle of the day at any given point. You don't know when it's coming, and a lot of times the circulation is increased and the blood vessels open up, and you might look a little red, but you'll oftentimes will sweat. Now, night sweats are basically the same thing, is that they happen at night, and you tend to sweat more for some reason when you get them at night. That part I don't understand. But they're basically both from a hormone imbalance, which we're going to talk about, and they're usually brought on by another hormone imbalance specific trigger, which we're going to talk about as we get into it too. So we can really treat them as the same thing. It's just one tends to come more during the day, and one is a little bit more of a sweating process and tends to come more in the night.
So who tends to get the hot flashes? I guess men don't get this, right? I think
women. Right, because we'll get into that in a minute.
Darn
it's actually, surprise, it's all women. One other thing,
Shoot.
We have childbirth, and then we have, then after we get through rearing the kids, right when you thought the pressure's over, the kids are leaving the house, then you start with the hot flashes and night sweats.
So much to look forward to.
I know, but it doesn't really have to be, because you are entering, the reason I like to talk about this is I want women to feel and look their best at this age in their like late 40s and 50s, because they do have a new lease on life. Them and their husband could travel a little bit now, because the kids are older, they're maybe not as much paying for as much things for their kids, so they have a little bit more extra money. You know, women can do more things for themselves. So it's a really important time for them to really start to look and feel their best. So basically, women around, let's just say, it could be earlier than this, but about 45 plus could start to get the hot flashes and night sweats. And again, it's just when their hormones are start to shift. So what I thought we would go into is what, if you don't mind me just jumping right into this, basic hormone imbalance? Now, we've talked about this before, so it's going to be a review, but I figure there's probably new listeners. There's a basic hormone imbalance that pretty much most women and even young girls deal with today, and it just gets worse closer to menopause. Okay? So do you remember we talked about that imbalance between estrogen and progesterone?
Yes, absolutely.
Right. So when you think about it, pretty much almost all young girls, 14, 15, 16, have, you know, they get PMS symptoms around their period. And then as women get older, they don't really have PMS symptoms, but they have these menopausal symptoms, one of which is hot flashes and night sweats. All of this is caused from a basic imbalance. I don't believe this is the way God meant it to be, but in our country, because we try to do, we keep up with the Joneses, we have, you know, two jobs, and we're doing extra projects on the side, and women have the kids, and they have their home, and they have, you know, their jobs, we're doing a little too much, so we're under excess stress. So we kind of got to put it back on us. We're under extra stress, and in our country, it's more than other parts of the world, because we have more hot flashes here than other parts of the world, like South America and actually even Europe.
Oh, really? Is that due to diet, or I guess that's what you...
Well, diet, too, because we eat a lot more sugar here. So the two things that we're going to talk about, which is funny that you brought that up, is sugar, which is part of diet, it will help make the hot flashes worse, And then stress, which we're talking about right now, is higher here. So sugar and stress, the two evil S's, let's say, begin, you know, that's what starts the process. So in most women, stress is so high, it increases a hormone called cortisol. And people have heard of cortisol. I mean, cortisol is not bad. It's produced when you're under stress to help you buffer yourself from the stress. So when our cortisol demand is so high because we're constantly doing stuff, especially as women, it takes our progesterone, which is a really important hormone we're going to talk about, and it converts it over to make cortisol, and it leaves us low in progesterone. And so that leaves us dominant in estrogen. Now, do you remember, I'm going to quiz you here, Renee. Do you do you remember anything good about progesterone? Like why we don't want to be low in it? What does progesterone help a woman with? Do you remember from some of our talks?
You're really testing me. And I know progesterone is good. Does it help with sleeping?
Yes. So it helps with sleep.
It helps with balancing life.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Sleep, mood, and your weight. Remember, we talked about weight, too. Okay. Women care about that. So progesterone, mood, weight, sleep, and it also female health will help prevent female-related cancers and stuff like that. So you don't want to be low on progesterone, but most women in our country are. That's why when a girl gets close to her period, she'll have real bad PMS symptoms, and then as women get older, they have really bad menopausal symptoms. Now, when you're low in progesterone, it leaves you dominant or higher in the other hormone, estrogen. Now, estrogen isn't bad, and we're going to talk about that a little bit today. But when you have more estrogen in relation to your progesterone, estrogen puts fat on your body. Estrogen makes you hyper so that you can't sleep. You might have anxiety. You might have mood swings. And you could be higher chance for female cancers. So the basic imbalance that all women have, and this lays the foundation for why you get hot flashes, is they're dominant in estrogen and they're low in progesterone. And that causes mood, weight, and sleep. And each week we've been talking about that, how caffeine makes that worse. We talked about how mood is affected by this, how sleep and how weight is affected by it. So that's the basic hormonal imbalance. Now, what happens is as a woman gets closer to menopause, when she stops ovulating, her progesterone goes down even lower. So do you ever have somebody say to you, Renee, like, oh, after I went through menopause, things got worse for me as far as my hormones?
Yes, absolutely. Yes.
Yeah, it's just they'll say, oh, I had a problem with my weight and my sleep and my mood before, but man, after menopause. And what happens is when you ovulate, you produce more progesterone. So again, you know, because after menopause, you're not ovulating, your progesterone goes even lower, and then your estrogen starts to come down a little bit. And that's when the hot flashes and night sweats start. It's at that point where progesterone goes down in the toilet and estrogen starts to fall. That's the stage in life. And again, it's usually late 40s, early 50s that you'll get the hot flashes and night sweats.
That's a double whammy right there, it seems.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. So what triggers this? You talked about sugar. I think alcohol triggers this.
Yeah.
For my mom.
You're right about that. What's funny is, okay, so that's the foundation. That's why you'd be set up to get hot flashes and night sweats when your progesterone goes really low and your estrogen starts to come down. But why did you get one today at 3 and today at 6 and then in the middle of the night? Why did you get one today at 2 and today at 6, like 5? Like, why did you get it right now? And that's what's triggered. Now, this is the part that doctors don't know or don't study. This is my specialty. It's triggered when your blood sugar falls.
Okay.
Now, do you know what that means when your blood sugar falls? Like, do you get that part, me saying that?
I do, but I don't know how to explain it. So I know you're good at articulating.
Okay. So the blood sugar falls. Like, do you ever have like a candy treat, like maybe a piece of chocolate or caffeine or a glass of wine, and then like an hour later you're feeling like jittery or you might need more sugar or you crave more?
Yeah.
It's like a hypoglycemic curve. Your blood sugar shoots up with the chocolate, right, or the wine or the piece of white bread. And then the body releases insulin, and then it brings your sugar down real fast. We don't want our blood sugar going up fast, and we certainly don't want it to go down fast. Well, what happens is hot flashes and night sweats are triggered when your blood sugar falls. So things that would do it would be, real basic ones, would be like sweets and candy and rolls and white bread, but caffeine causes blood sugar up and down. We talked about that the other week, and also alcohol for sure.
Okay. But so it really comes down to diet, doesn't it?
Yes, it really, you know. So, well, the other thing is, too, I'll say the night sweats is funny because what happens at night, now you think, well, why did I get one at 3 in the morning? I'm not eating. You know, I'm not eating during the night. What's happening? Well, the other thing that makes your blood sugar fall is when you don't eat for a long period of time, right? So what do people do before bed?
Oh,
they try
true.
Not to eat anything because they're trying to be good.
Okay, well, that makes sense, but that still doesn't make it any more fun.
No. Yeah. Or what they'll do is either if they're being bad, they'll say, I'm going to be bad tonight. I'm just going to have some cake, or I'm going to have some potato chips, or I'm going to have some popcorn before bed. So simple carbohydrates and simple sugars will tend to make the blood sugar rise and then crash in the middle of the night. The other thing they might do is they say, well, I'm going to eat dinner at 5, and then I'm not going to eat anything else, and I'm going to go to bed at 11 o'clock. Well, by 3 in the morning, their body doesn't have anything in it to burn, so the blood sugar falls again. So it's either by eating nothing or eating sweets before bed, and we're going to remedy this in a couple minutes here, maybe the next segment. But by doing either of those extremes, they're not really getting their blood sugar to be balanced. So the blood sugar crashes, and that kind of wakes them up in the middle of the night, and then they have the hot flash or the night sweat, and then usually it's hard to fall back asleep.
Oh, my goodness. So that really makes sense. And I do want to talk more about this on our second segment. So, Dawn, how can our audience reach you to help with hot flashes and night sweats and hormone balance?
Well, a couple of things. I actually, the website, BeBalanceCenters.com, they can take a quick one-minute survey to see if they have a hormonal imbalance, and we'll have a specialist call them back and answer any of their questions. But also, on my blog, I write about it as well. I'll give you that address afterwards.
Sure. Stay tuned. We have Dawn Cotillo with us with Be Balanced Centers. I am Renee with In Touch Marketing Concepts.
Be the center. Be my source. Be my life.
Stand in the Gap Weekend with Sam Rohr and Gary Dull of the Pennsylvania Pastors Network features a message from one of the nearly 3,000 church leaders that are members of the Pennsylvania Pastors Network. The mission is to build a permanent network of pastors across the state that are dedicated to affirming the authority of Scripture and taking seriously the command to be salt and light in this culture. Every day, we're working to impact the nation's values by encouraging pastors to lead their churches in addressing today's toughest issues, including the deterioration of traditional marriage, pornography, sexual permissiveness, and abortion. You're invited to join us in the battle for truth.
Airing Sunday mornings at 11 a.m. and streaming Sunday evenings at 9 p.m. on our website, 1180wfyl.com.
If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin and heal their land. 2 Chronicles 7:14. WFYL reminds you to pray for America.
Welcome back to Balanced Life. I'm the host, Renee Gable, with In Touch Marketing Concepts. And we are here with Dawn Cotillo, the natural hormone therapy practitioner with the franchise of Be Balanced Centers. Welcome back, Dawn.
Thank you.
We were in a really hot topic, so to speak, before we left, talking about hot flash. Okay, it's a bad joke. Russ is laughing at me in the studio here. But talking about hot flashes and night sweats and how not eating before you go to bed can trigger the night sweats and things like that. And I'm okay with setting the alarm and eating every hour too, but that wouldn't probably be a good thing either, because then that affects your sleep pattern. But
if you could give us
some tips that would help eliminate or lessen those feelings that we get at night, that would be great.
Yeah, because when you think about it, I mean, we kind of laugh about it, but, you know, a lot of women are sleeping in bed with their husbands, and, you know, I get men coming in, some of my clients' husbands, they're like, oh, she's driving me crazy, because literally, like, she'll rip the covers off, get up, which wakes your husband up, then she'll want the air conditioner on, then she'll want it off, and she'll take her nightgown off, and she'll put it back on. So it really is. Now, with the medical community, and we'll get into a little bit more what their solution is, but they're just about, oh, why don't you just try to keep cool, like, put ice on you, have an ice pillow. it's not really about heat. It's you want to prevent the whole hot flash from happening. And what we talked about last time, just to recap, hot flashes occur because when you stop ovulating and you're under stress, both of those things make your progesterone go really low. And progesterone helps to stabilize your blood sugar. It's also good for your weight, your mood, you know, your sleep, everything. So when you're really low in that after menopause, it leaves you susceptible to hot flashes. But what triggers them, why did you get one at 3 in the morning, why did you get one at 2 in the afternoon, is due to blood sugar. So when women come in and they said, I'm getting one right now, they'll say that to me in my office, I feel like I'm getting one right now. And I'll say, okay, well, let's stop right here. What did you do the last 2 hours? Well, I got up this morning, I ran around, I had a Starbucks, I did this, I did that, and then I came here. I said, you didn't eat anything from the morning. It's 11 o'clock or 11:30 now, and you didn't eat anything. No, but I had Starbucks. So I'll say to them, from not eating all morning plus the caffeine, it causes the blood sugar to drop. So everything is based on blood sugar dropping. So here's what you can do for the night sweats, and then we'll talk about the day, what you can do during the day. But for at night, this is the easiest thing. Is do you like milkshakes or those types of things?
Sure. Who doesn't?
Okay, well, it's not quite that good, but I just wanted to ask you that. I like milkshakes, too. Yeah. This is kind of, you can make it like a milkshake. It's a protein shake. You can get chocolate, you can get vanilla, you can get strawberry, and then you put it in, I'm going to say a milk, but I'm not going to talk about a dairy right now. We'll talk about the milk later, but like in a milky substance, let's say. And you put in a tablespoon of coconut oil. You can use flaxseed oil too, but coconut's better. So I like chocolate, and I do it in coconut milk, and then I do a tablespoon of coconut oil, and it tastes like a Mounds bar. You can put ice and make it thick and do it in a blender and make it like a milkshake, or you could just shake it up and make it thin and drink it down. Now, what that does is, that protein and that fat from the protein powder and the coconut oil stabilize your blood sugar so that it can't drop. So it keeps you steady all night. So you go into actually a deeper sleep and it doesn't drop, so you don't wake up in the middle of the night and you sleep deeper and you wake up more refreshed.
That sounds good. And it sounds delicious. And actually, I'm trying that right now. And I use the almond milk in it. And I do have it before bed, and I thought it would give me all this energy, but it doesn't. But I sleep so soundly. I feel so good. And you wake up in the morning feeling better too, I think.
Well, right, because if you don't sleep good, you wake up groggy. And we want to, if we can, you want to try to avoid, you know, some of the sleep aids and things like that, because if you need it once in a while. But if you use that, well, then you wake up kind of groggy. And I don't even know. It's kind of an artificial sleep. So what this does is, you fall asleep when your hormones are balanced, which what we talked about before, you fall asleep good, but then you also stay asleep. So having this little protein shake before bed is one of the best things to bookend your day to make sure that your blood sugar is steady. Now, as far as protein, we'll just take a second to go into that. If women want to know, it is better to get a non-soy, because some people have issues with soy, and soy can also be genetically modified. So if you can avoid soy, whey, W-H-E-Y, is the next popular one. A lot of people have gluten sensitivities, have problems with whey. So why don't we just put those two aside, and the best kind of protein to get is a vegetable protein. Just ask in your health food store or go online. It could be, it could be egg, too. Egg is a really good protein. So it could be egg, or it could be rice-based or pea-based. So it's just the protein from the rice and the pea. So a vegetable-based or a egg-based protein. So that's for the protein. It's just going to be a little better for you and not, you know, cause any issues or whatever. Mm-hmm. Then as far as the milk, love the almond milk that you're saying, mm-hmm. and the coconut milk. They're my two pushers that I push. Soy milk, again, you could have a sensitivity to it. It could be genetically modified. But, you know, if you don't have a sensitivity, you can get non-GMO soy milk. That's fine. But the coconut and the almond, I think, are the best. Rice milk is in between. That's pretty good. But we want to try to avoid dairy if we can in these, because dairy is very heavy on the body. Mm-hmm. And if you have a sensitivity to it, that can raise your stress hormones and, you know, just cause more problems.
And plus, there can be hormones in milk itself, correct?
Yes. Oh, my gosh. And you're right.
How about good cashew point. Milk? Is that...
Oh, yes. Any of the, like, cashew milks and other... There's so many new ones coming out, I don't even know on them. So let's see. Yeah. There's cashew milk. There's also hemp milk, which is good. Again, the ones I'm trying to avoid, if possible, would be more of the soy and then the dairy, if possible.
Okay.
And again, that's only because there could be scent. So I'm just trying to make it easy for everybody. And then, like I said, the coconut oil is, you can get it in a liquid form. A matter of fact, Nature's Way is a company. If somebody Googles, they can just Google liquid coconut oil, whatever, they'll find it. Mm-hmm. Nature's Way, it's liquid. So that way, if you didn't want to do it in a blender, because you know how coconut oil is hard. Do you ever use coconut oil?
Yes,
it's hard.
I do. Yeah, I love that. But you're right. There is a liquid out there now.
Yeah, so the liquid is just, if you want to do it in a shaker bottle, you're tired one night, you pour the milk in, put, you know, the scoop of the protein, put the liquid coconut oil, maybe an ice cube, shake it up, and you can just drink it, and you don't have to worry about the whole process of, like, breaking it, you know, going into a blender or one of those, you know, little bullet machines or something like that. It's just easier. Now, the other thing is, this is, we'll just say this quickly while we're talking about this, a lot of women are rushed in the morning. So when I say bookend your day, if you're going to do one at night, if you're in the morning and you're the type, I only drink coffee, I'm not making eggs for breakfast or a big breakfast, I don't feel like, you know, and I certainly don't want to eat sugar for breakfast like a waffle or a Pop-Tart, so I just don't eat anything, I just drink coffee and run out the door, they can make this shake in the morning and then it gets their blood sugar steady to start off the day.
That makes so much sense.
Yeah, it's like a smoothie. No, but if they want to do it during the day, do you ever add fruit to them and make it like a smoothie?
Sure, you could throw in a banana, I guess, or any type of fruit.
Yeah, well, banana actually would be really good with the chocolate and the coconut. That would be a really good one.
Really good. Banana
split.
But
if they just did vanilla, you know, if they wanted to do vanilla protein, they could do strawberries or, yes. So what I tell people is it's good to have these milks around and the oils and the protein because before bed is necessary. But in the morning, if you're not a breakfast person, it's a good way to get. So that way at 11 or 12 at a business meeting at work, you're not having a hot flash. So that's a good way to kind of bookend your day. Now, the other thing is, so let's say you eat dinner at 5 or 6 and you're going to bed at 10 or 11, have the protein shake, I don't know, half hour, an hour before you go to bed. But let's say you went crazy one night and you were out at a party or just whatever, a wedding or something, and you had wine and cake. I'm trying to think of the two of the most sugary things you could have. Now, you have them at 9, 10 o'clock. Then you're home at 11 o'clock now. And my client will say to me, well, should I still have the protein shake then? Because it's like I just had wine and cake. I don't want to eat more. And I said, oh, my goodness, you need the protein shake even more then. Because if you go to bed with that wine and that cake in you, your blood sugar is definitely going to drop. But if you add the protein and the oil, it'll stabilize your blood sugar.
Yeah, you need something to absorb all that sugar, I guess, and dissipate it.
So it's even more important.
Now, do you give tips like this on your blog?
Yes, actually, yeah, my blog is, and thanks for bringing it up, it's just my name, Dawn Cutillo, C-U-T-I-L-L-O, and my name, you can find it on my website, too, which we'll give that afterwards again, but DawnCutillo.com, I do different topics, so I did one extended on caffeine, like remember how the other week we talked about caffeine, mm-hmm. Similar things on there, and I gave a bunch of caffeine substitutes, because a lot of times people have a hard time giving up caffeine. I did one on sleep, so it's a lot of the things that we talk about on the show, but it's just a little more expanded, plus you can read it and look at it. So that would be a nice thing for people to do if they wanted to catch up on that, and then they could subscribe to the blog as well. So, and I'm always trying to give little tips on Facebook and things like that, but I really like the whole idea of the shake. So morning and night, you can do the shakes. Then, and we're going to get into supplements in a little bit, but what about maybe talking about, we can talk a little bit about what to eat throughout the day. Like the double, since we started with the diet, we can talk about what can we do to keep your blood sugar steady. So, Renee, why don't you give me, what's a typical day? You can give me a better day, maybe one of your better days. What do you eat in a typical day? Are you running so much that you don't really have time to eat, like,
no,
good meals?
No, I do. I always eat oatmeal and fruit in the morning. At lunch,
okay.
I love my comfort food. I'm sorry, my grilled cheese and tomato.
Okay.
And then,
okay.
You know, my husband's so good that, you know, we always have a protein and two fresh veggies and a bowl of fruit every night for dinner. So we do try that protein shake right before bed. I feel so much better doing that. So I love all the tips. I've changed since you've come on. I have changed to almond milk and cashew milk. So I have to tell the audience it's tried and true. All your tips have really helped. So thank you for that. So, Dawn, tell us how our audience can get in touch with you, and we'll continue this discussion in the second half hour.
Yes, just BeBalanceCenters.com. They can go to and take a one-minute survey to see if they have an imbalance.
Okay, we're here with Dawn Cutillo. Please join us for our second half hour with her. I am Renee with In Touch Marketing Concepts, and this is Balanced Life.
Jesus.
My name is Nancy Becker, and I am your Recorder of Deeds here in Montgomery County. It's very important for the veterans to be aware that they should record their DD-214 or military discharge in the Recorder of Deeds office. This is important because when a veteran passes, the funeral director will usually contact their Recorder of Deeds office so that they can arrange for a military funeral. And this relieves the burden of family members of trying to find this very important document. But the most important reason is that we are now issuing a veteran's photo ID card that entitles the veterans to discounts and incentives from nearly 400 businesses here in Montgomery County. All the veteran has to do is come into the Recorder of Deeds office at 1 Montgomery Plaza in Norristown. Parking is always free for our veterans. You just come into the parking garage and tell them you're a veteran, and you can park free of charge. Bring along your DD-214 and a photo ID. We'll issue you the veteran's photo ID, give you a list of the businesses that are participating. It takes about 10-15 minutes at the most, and this way you will be receiving these discounts. The incentive for the business to do this is we advertise your business free of charge. My website gets about 1,000 hits a week, so the potential for over 1,000 people of seeing your business is there. Also, every veteran gets a list of all the businesses participating. They get it when they come into the office, and we email them to them every 3 to 4 weeks so that the veteran is aware of the new businesses we have. Veterans of Montgomery County, please come into our office. It would be my honor to shake your hand and thank you for your service to our country.
Welcome back to Balanced Life. I am the host, Renee Gable, with In Touch Marketing Concepts. We are here with Dawn Cotillo, the natural hormone therapy practitioner, speaker, TV personality, and author of The Hormone Shift. And she belongs with the franchises of Be Balanced Center. So welcome back, Dawn. We have so much to discuss. We're not even halfway through all of our points to talk about today with heat flashes and things. So what would you say a typical day starts like for a person having hot flashes?
Well, what they tend to do is women are always in a rush. So they'll tend to have like coffee without anything else with it, and the caffeine makes their blood sugar rise and fall, or they'll have a big glass of orange juice, and that breaks down to sugar. There's no fiber in orange juice, so that makes their blood sugar rise and fall. And then maybe for lunch, if they're on a diet or they're trying to be healthy, they'll just have like a little teeny salad. There's no protein in that. There's no fat in that. They could get a hot flash in the afternoon. Then they're rushing home from work. It takes a while to make dinner. They might not even eat that much dinner. Or they might just have pasta for dinner. There's no protein in that. And then maybe at the end of the night, they're so hungry, then they're eating a bag of popcorn. Or they're having a glass of wine to relax. So what? All these things are patterns that cause blood sugar to dip throughout the day. And the woman doesn't really have good energy throughout the day. She's kind of getting tired. And so what we want to do is set up a quick day. And your day sounded pretty good, that your diet for the day. And we can review that. But set up a day that will keep your blood sugar steady. And not only will this prevent hot flashes and night sweats and just give you energy, it will help control your weight better. Your mood will be more stable. People around you will appreciate that. Your husband and kids will appreciate that. Less irritable.
Less cranky, yes.
Less cranky. And you'll sleep better at night. So for breakfast, now, Renee, you said you had oatmeal, and that actually is good. I'm not a big cereal fan because most times people have just regular, like cold cereals. They're refined, you know, I don't want to name names, but there's little O's in the bowl, okay? You know, that it's refined. Mm-hmm. Or little flakes in the bowl. You know, they say they have bran animal, whatever, but they're refined. So that and cow's milk, and we just talked about how heavy cow's milk is for you. That's what they start their day at, like wheat and dairy, which are the two most inflammatory type things we can eat, that it's just not a good way to start the day. So the best thing to do is eggs are great for breakfast because eggs are almost like the perfect food. They have fat in them, which is healthy fat. They have protein in them, and those two things help balance blood sugar. So maybe a little omelet. If you're in a rush, you can have a whole bunch of hard-boiled eggs in your refrigerator. You grab two out, eat them on the way to work. The other thing is, if you're in a rush, a big handful of walnuts or some type of nut, because there's fat and protein. We want to start off with fat and protein. You can certainly have a piece of fruit with it, no problem, but fat and protein is the key to what we want to start off with. The oatmeal is good because it has fiber in it. So if you're going to say, well, I don't want eggs in the morning, then fiber will also keep your blood sugar steady. So oatmeal is probably one of really the only cereals. Granola has oats in it, too. I've made of oats. But that would keep it, maybe a little bit of fruit with it. The other thing you can do, Renee, is you could take a little bit of that protein powder that you've been having for your shakes and sprinkle that on, or you can put some coconut or butter on there, and that'll add some fat to your fiber, which is going to balance blood sugar. I don't know if that sounds like a good idea.
Yeah, that sounds really good. I mean, I know my mom used to say she, you know, with the hot flashes, she boiled from within. And I think that we haven't realized over several years that it does come down to the food, like you're talking about, and the protein. And that sounds like a great, delicious breakfast that we all could manage, that can be quick if we need it to be.
Right, and the protein shake that we talked about last time, super easy. All you have to do is, we'll review it quickly, take a coconut or almond milk, they're the two better milks, a scoop of non-soy or non-whey protein, so a vegetable protein or an egg protein, scoop of that and a tablespoon of coconut oil, or you can use flaxseed oil. And then if you want to make it in the blender, you can add ice and fruit for the morning. At night, you don't need the ice or the fruit. And that'll start your day off quick until you have your lunch. So if you start off the right way, you should make it. If you do that around 8 o'clock, you should at least make it 3 or 4 hours till lunchtime. Then at lunch, having something like maybe hard-boiled eggs over a salad, or salmon. I like smoked salmon. That's fatty, and it's protein and it's fat over a salad. If you do poultry like chicken or turkey, they tend to be low-fat, but they're protein, so they're good. But then make sure you add a fatty dressing. So a big salad. Again, the same thing could be done for dinner, but maybe for dinner you would have steamed vegetables and poultry. Or don't be afraid to have lamb or duck once in a while. They have higher fat content to them, but they're actually going to steady your blood sugar. And, you know, for people that don't like maybe the salmons or something like that. So if you do that for lunch and dinner, and when you do that, it doesn't matter how much protein you have. It doesn't matter how much salad you have. I mean, as long as you have enough. You can go over, because you're not going to gain weight on those foods. The only food you're going to gain weight on is if you introduce sugar and starches and carbohydrates. That's where you have an insulin response and you gain weight. So what do you think would be a good snack in the afternoon for hot flashes? Saying all this stuff, what do you think would be a good snack between lunch and dinner? Because sometimes it's pretty long between lunch and dinner.
Yeah, I'm thinking like a handful of nuts.
Perfect, yes.
A piece of fruit.
Fruit's good, because even though it's sugar, but if it's, let's just say a fibrous fruit, like a pear or an apple, because it's got the fiber in it, but you can add a little bit of natural peanut butter or natural, I love walnut butter or cashew or almond butter.
That sounds good.
Think about it. Yeah, it adds the fat and the protein to the fruit. The other thing that's really good is rice cakes or popcorn cakes. They're pretty big. But they have a really high glycemic index. If you eat them by themselves, your blood sugar goes up and then down pretty quickly. There's a little bit of fiber in them, but they're not going to be great for hot flashes. But if you take a tablespoon of a nut butter, like walnut butter, cashew butter, natural peanut butter, and spread it on there, then you have the carbohydrate from the actual rice cake or popcorn cake, and then you have the fat and the protein from the actual nut butter on top. And that would stabilize you, even before bed if you wanted that, if you had enough of the nut butter on top.
That sounds delicious. See, good food doesn't have to taste like cardboard, you know? There are so many offerings today that do taste really good and that are good for you. And, you know, like we were talking on the break about how doctors throw an ice pillow at you and say, let's cure this. Why aren't we using more natural supplements and food such as this?
Well, because I think it's when you have these issues, women don't even know that it is. They know it's kind of hormonal. They know it's, but they don't even know that it's related to their blood sugar. Doctors don't even know that. I can guarantee you, if you ask your doctor, I mean, I'm looking at books that are published and they don't even say this. I mean, I was looking at a big website this morning and they're like, we don't know what causes hot flashes. It's kind of ridiculous. The medical community is not the one to turn to for chronic issues like this. So if you go to your doctor, he's not going to know that. So that's probably why. So let's talk about maybe some supplements that you can use, because the diet is key. But why don't we get your progesterone up? And here's the cool thing. when you do something called natural hormone balancing, which is what we do in my center, it's not HRT, it's not hormone replacement therapy, it's called NHB, natural hormone balancing. And what it does is we work with insulin, which is a hormone. We balance that, blood sugar, right? We're talking about that right now. We're balancing your blood sugar. We teach you some things. And then we do some supplementation to help lower the cortisol and raise the progesterone. Now, the cool thing is, once you raise a woman's progesterone, as she gets older, you never have to worry about giving her estrogen because her body can produce its own estrogen even when the ovaries are dead or have been removed with a hysterectomy. Now, did you know that?
I did not know that. I thought it was all gone.
Yes, it's not. God made your fat and your skin, and this is also medical, too. It's not like I'm just saying this airy-fairy. I mean, Dr. John Lee, who was a progesterone researcher, he was a medical doctor, he said women can produce plenty of estrogen up until their 80s. Now, in their 80s, yes, there could be a decline, but most of us are like, hey, we're in our 40s and 50s, and we're not having very good, you know, luck here, so we need to come up with something. In our 80s, we can worry about that. So what we do is we raise a woman's progesterone level, and we do that with a natural progesterone cream. Now, you're out there in the world, you read things, you see. Before you met me,
yeah.
and we did this, did you hear, and I'm being honest, like, did you ever hear of a progesterone cream?
I never heard of it. That was a possibility. You know, yeah. I thought everything was medication it's nice to know there's a natural cream or supplement that women can use.
Yeah, and the thing is, the funny thing about it is because all they talk about is estrogen. Well, you're older, your estrogen's going down, and so we need to give you estrogen. And we'll talk about the medical, maybe in the next segment, we'll talk about what the medical community usually does so that women understand why I'm doing something different. I can explain the pros and cons. But progesterone cream, the thing you want to look for is a progesterone cream that's what's called transdermal, which means it goes directly into the bloodstream. So any cream that tells you to rub it on fatty areas like thighs, stomach, you know, butt area, and then rotate it, that shows that it's not a transdermal. A transdermal cream will tell you, oh, just rub it on your inner wrist or thin-skinned areas. Our cream at Be Balanced is a transdermal cream. But in my book, The Hormone Shift, I also outline, you know, how to get a good cream. And you can find good creams at the health food store sometimes. They're not always as strong, but you can get them online, but you just want to get it from a trusted source. So you want a cream that you rub on, goes directly in the bloodstream, and it raises progesterone. Progesterone is natural, and it's proven safe long-term. Pretty much every woman in the world, well, every woman in our country, who has any PMS or menopausal symptoms is pretty much guaranteed to have low progesterone. So a good progesterone cream, your body will use what it needs, and then it will urinate out the rest. So if you use too much, there's no issue. That's how we can franchise with what we do because, how could we be giving prescription through a franchise? You can't. But because everything we use is natural. So the cool thing is, within a couple of days, women will notice, wow, hot flashes are better. My mood is better. My sleep is better. Young girls, their next period will be better when they use progesterone. So I'm a big, big, big advocate, just like Dr. John Lee, of progesterone cream. And that's something that is just not talked about. Like I said, you never even heard of it. But you have heard of estrogen, right? Estrogen replacement therapy.
I have, absolutely. And not really positive things either about that because there's risks involved with that, right?
Right, right. And I thought, we'll talk about that a little bit more next segment. We'll talk about the two things that they do, which is either bioidenticals or hormone replacement. But a couple other things that are out there that are good. Let's mention that progesterone cream is the key. But some other things that are good would be things like black cohosh. It's an herb, and that's in certain supplements. And some women are like, yeah, when I take that, it actually has a stabilizing effect on the hormones. Again, I believe the progesterone cream is key, but black cohosh is good. Evening primrose oil, it's one of the omega oils. Instead of omega-3, which is flaxseed oil and fish oil, omega-6 is the evening primrose oil. So you can just buy evening primrose oil. You know why I think it's so good for menopause? Because it stabilizes blood sugar. It's one of the things it does. And it's got a couple other things in it that help with the hormones. So that's another one. Coconut oil or flaxseed oil, again, they're more of a food, but they can supplement. And then if you get a non-GMO soy and you're not sensitive to soy, eating more soy products is supposed to help. Now, I just said, watch that you don't get soy milk. Again, it's okay if you get it as long as it says non-GMO. And I believe one of the big coffee chains, which I won't mention, the biggest one in the country, they actually have a soy milk, and I get it sometimes in a latte, and I, of course, decaf for me.
You're not allowed to have caffeine.
I'm not allowed to have caffeine. But it was funny because I said, can I please see the container? I'm probably the only person that asked that. And it said non-GMO vanilla soy milk. So I don't have a problem with soy, and it's not GMO. So if that's the case, eating more soy. But here's the thing. It's when I say soy, tofu, fermented soy, or miso soup. Do you like Chinese?
Oh, yes, I've had that. That's good.
Yes, and that's what the women in the Orient eat. Now, they don't eat as much junk as we eat, and they don't have as much stress as we eat, but they also say some of the extra soy in their diet is helping with that. But again, a good progesterone cream, keeping your blood sugar steady, like we're saying, key. You will knock out the hot flashes. You know, that's amazing.
I think that's like a diamond in the rough to find you, you know, because like we said, so many women haven't even heard of this cream, and they don't know how to balance the hormones or balance the sugar levels. I think it's wonderful to have B-Balance centers around to help women with these conditions.
Yeah, and we're getting too coming close to Philly, hopefully King of Prussia area by the fall. So we'll keep you guys updated on that. So we'll be some coming to your area, so that'll be exciting.
That's excellent. We're looking forward to it. So what can be done with a woman's lifestyle to aid with these symptoms? They can use these supplements that you're discussing?
Yeah, we'll touch on that a little bit more next segment, but the supplements, keeping the blood sugar steady, and I know this sounds trite to say, but trying to keep stress down. So by trying to keep stress down would be getting plenty of sleep, a little less in the summer. You can get 7-8 in the summer, but in the winter, 8-9. And then also doing some type of relaxation therapy every day, whether it's listen to a relaxation CD, prayer, meditation, taking that time for you. Because when you take the time for you, your stress hormones go down. You're showing that you love yourself, right? And doesn't the Bible say love your neighbor as yourself? And we don't love ourselves enough. So this shows that, and it just lowers your stress. Plus, when you give all your cares to God, you know, I know it sounds easier said than done. You can move on with your day. So taking that time and getting rid of the stress on your mind really will help lower, because mental emotional stress will cause hot flashes as well.
Absolutely. So how can our audience get in touch with you, Dawn?
Going to Be Balanced Centers with an N, BeBalancedCenters.com. We have a quick, with plenty of information on there, but we have a quick hormone survey to see if you have a hormone imbalance. And then we can have a specialist give you a call, too, and help you out with that.
Okay, great. We'll be right back. Please join us with Dawn Cotillo from Be Balanced Centers.
Be my guide, Jesus.
The Apostle Paul wrote in Ephesians 6:10 to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might, so we can stand in the evil day. Let me ask you, are you standing strong in the Lord and in the power of his might? Hello, I'm Sam Rohr, president of the Pennsylvania Pastors Network and the American Pastors Network, agreeing with the Apostle Paul that when the days are evil, we need God's armor. To modern culture, right is wrong and wrong is right. Good is evil and evil is good. The war against God, the truth, and God's people was started by the devil and is in full swing. The Bible tells us that all who will live godly in Christ Jesus will be targeted and will suffer persecution in the spiritual war. So what must we do? Put on the whole armor of God. Imagine, God designed armor to help us in the spiritual battle and available to us. In the next few weeks, we'll look at this armor of God and what it's for and why we'd better put it on. I'm Sam Rohr, president of the American Pastors Network, asking you, did you put on God's armor today? Are you even in the battle?
Sign up as a partner at papastors.net.
Hey, Grandma, can you help me with my Common Core lesson on the Constitution? But the only part we're reading in 8th grade is the preamble and the First Amendment. I wonder when we'll get to study the rest of it. Didn't you say our founding fathers were wise patriots and wrote the Constitution and the Bill of Rights to protect our freedom? This Common Core book we're reading says our founding fathers were racist and they didn't think women or blacks should ever be allowed to vote. She says, we the people, didn't really mean you and me, but some rich white guys. That just makes me feel terrible about our country. We need to change things.
Oh, honey, that's not true at all. Our country is the greatest country the world has ever seen, and our founding fathers worked hard to be fair to everyone. I'm going to call our school board and our state board of education and ask why they allow Common Core and this book in your school.
Call your representatives now and ask them to stop Common Core and restore local control. Pennsylvanians Against Common Core brought you this message. Go to nopacommoncore.com or call 484-678-2236.
All right. I know this isn't any fun to talk about, but we should. So, who's going to do what? Flashlights?
Nowhere to be found.
Where to be found? Batteries.
Dead.
Great. Emergency supply kits.
Not packed.
No. What about blankets?
We have an old towel.
Good enough. Cell phones.
May not work.
Emergency water?
Not a drop.
And what about food?
Nope.
Perfect. We all know where we're meeting if we're separated, yeah?
The library!
Aunt Joan's house.
The bus stop.
Great. And I'll be waiting here wondering where you all are. Sounds like we don't have a plan. Who's up for mini golf?
Winging it is not an emergency plan. Make sure your kids know what to do during an emergency. Who to call, where to meet, what to pack. Visit ready.gov/kids for tips and information. A public service announcement brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Balanced Life. We are with Dawn Cotillo, the author of Hormone Shift and with the Be Balanced Centers. Okay, Dawn, question for you.
Okay.
What's the deal with the doctors prescribing HRT, the hormone replacement therapy, so often and frequently?
Yes, that's actually, because there's a couple things they do for hot flashes. They'll actually give, if you're really getting bad hot flashes and night sweats, and usually women will go in and complain, which is what they're supposed to do to their doctor, they came out with new medicines for hot flashes, which haven't necessarily been proven yet, but one's supposed to be out there, supposed to be okay. They have depression medicines. They give anti-seizure medicine, so they're your other choices. So if you don't want to do any of them, then there's HRT, hormone replacement therapy. What they do most of the time is they give women synthetic estrogen. And estrogen, now you're saying, well, how would that work? Well, it's interesting because of the estrogen falling, if they kind of give a woman more estrogen, it stabilizes the estrogen and will help with just the hot flashes and night sweats. But the problem, it'll help. It's not like it's a cure-all. But the problem is the woman doesn't make any other lifestyle changes. She's not eating healthier. And extra estrogen, we said, it's related to weight gain, moodiness, inability to sleep. So I have a lot of women that go on hormone replacement therapy, and then they come see me and they say, this isn't really working because I work with weight loss, with stubborn weight, and then they can't lose weight at all. They said, I put on 10 pounds, but now I can't even lose it with diet and exercise. So it's really not good. And actually, synthetic, I don't want to say any names, but synthetic estrogen and progesterone combined, there's a big company that does that. They actually have even said now, the FDA said, to give the least amount of these synthetic hormones. We work with natural hormones, but give the least amount for the shortest amount of time just to get the woman over her hot flashes because it's really not that good for her. So now, did you ever hear, okay, so that's that. Now, did you ever hear bioidentical hormones?
No, I've not.
Okay, bioidentical is going to be much better. It's hormones that are more natural, and they are kind of similar to what your body produces. So if you ever heard of Suzanne Summer, she's great. She's written several books, and she works with doctors. They work with what's called bioidentical hormone replacement therapy. Now, the only issue I have with this, and I write about it in my book, is the model, the way they do things isn't always the best. So they test a woman, and they'll tend to give her a little bit of progesterone, but then they tend to want to give estrogen and testosterone too, because sometimes libido goes down a little bit with this whole thing. And testosterone really hasn't been proven or even FDA approved for low libido. So they're giving you that, and it can cause some other issues. You won't get facial hair, whatever, and they're still giving the estrogen. And remember, we said when you get a woman's progesterone stabilized, you don't have to give her estrogen. So our theory with natural hormone balancing is just to give the progesterone and stabilize the blood sugar and the cortisol. The bioidentical model is give testosterone usually, definitely estrogen, and a little bit of progesterone. And what happens is when they give the woman these things, a lot of times it'll stabilize the hot flashes and things, but she'll gain weight, she'll become a little more moody, she won't be able to sleep, and that's really not solving the problem, you know, is it? It's like, oh, you don't have hot flashes, but you're gaining weight and you're in a bad mood. Like, is that really going to help? You know what I'm saying?
Yes, it always seems to be a trade-off, and not a good one sometimes.
No, no. So that's why I want to spread the word about natural hormone balancing, which it's a little bit of a lifestyle change. It's better if you can cut the sugars and cut the caffeine and do what you can. And it also, living that way will help you feel better and prevent diabetes. So doing that, lowering the stress in your life, doing a little bit of yoga or a little meditation or prayer, and just having that time that you can just kind of get a massage, that you can focus on you, because the better you are, the better wife you'll be, the better mother you'll be, the better coworker you'll be. So take that time for you, and then use a natural supplement of a natural progesterone cream along with some of these great oils, evening primrose and the flaxseed and the coconut. Get them in your diet, and they'll stabilize your blood sugar too. And that combination is going to be healthier for you and actually produce faster results and more effective results for the hot flashes.
Yeah, I think so many people look for that magic bullet, something, that magic pill that's going to take away or erase or fix a problem. And really, it does take work. It's exercise. It's eating healthy. It's having the appropriate supplements and trying it the natural way also, too. So I think that's important, that we just have to realize it's work. It's not green on the other side. It's brown on both sides, and it definitely takes work. So I think it's wonderful that you offer these services to women at Be Balanced Centers. That's and you focus on women, because sometimes we do feel that doctors, you know, throw that ice pillow at us and sit next to the air conditioner, as Russ said in our studio, but not realizing that all these changes to our bodies are coming from within. And how do we address that?
Right, get to the core issue. That's the key. So definitely.
And I think you're helping with women adjusting to adding this to their lifestyle, because that's a big change, or it is scary to women. Like, oh my goodness, now I'm going to have to grocery shop differently. I'm going to have to take care of myself differently. But as you say, if you're investing in yourself, you're better for your family and your husband. So
yeah, and your family gets healthier too. A lot of my clients, when they make these changes, their husband all of a sudden loses weight and he feels better about himself. The kids start eating healthier. I mean, the kids are take a little longer to get them, you know, excited about it, but still it's going to be better overall.
So let's wrap this up then. What do you think a woman needs to do to lead a better, more balanced life, a more healthy life, and addressing these hot flashes and night sweats?
I think the first thing to do is to look at the diet and cut out, for at least temporarily, to prove it to yourself, cut out the excess caffeine and alcohol and real simple sugars. If you're going to say, oh, I want a piece of candy or chocolate or simple sugar, then have it after a meal. Have good meals that have fat, protein, and carbohydrate in them. So if you have a big salad, make sure that there's oil on that, oil and vinegar, you know, some type of oil. Maybe there's salmon or some type of protein, egg that has protein in it and has fat in it. I think women are afraid of protein and fat. Well, afraid of fat. I shouldn't say they're afraid of protein, but they tend to be afraid of that, and that's what we need to stabilize our blood sugar. So three good meals a day, maybe an afternoon snack, and that shake before bed. That's key, using a progesterone cream, a natural progesterone cream. Always good to take a multivitamin too. And then to have some time, 20 minutes a day. Dr. Herbert Benson said 20 minutes a day induces what's called a relaxation response and helps to fight that fight or flight stress response that we have all the time. So you can do deep breathing, listen to relaxing music, not TV. Have a prayer time, a meditation time, do some yoga, whatever it does that kind of relaxes you. 20 minutes a day is not too much to ask to show that yourself, that you love yourself and you're valuing yourself. Those couple of things will make a huge difference, and the benefits will be in so many other ways of your life.
So how would a woman tell if she has a hormone imbalance? How can Be Balanced Centers help her with that?
Well, she can go to our website, which is Be Balanced, all one word, Be Balanced Centers with an S, and just click on right away. You'll see the one-minute survey. It tells if you have a hormone imbalance. And all those symptoms on there are most of them are showing low progesterone, and then there's a few on there that, as a woman gets older, show low estrogen. So if you start to have low libido in addition to your mood, weight, and sleep issues, and maybe low libido, vaginal dryness, thinning bones, and the hot flashes and night sweats, those things are showing that the estrogen's starting to fall. But it doesn't matter, because our solutions are similar, and younger girls get one benefit out of it, and older women get a different benefit. So because we're balancing things, we don't have to have a lot of different specific things, because we're not working with drugs, we're working with only natural supplements.
And also mention your blog again and your Facebook, because I think they have great tips for women.
Yes. Yeah, so the blog is just my name, Dawn Cotillo, CUTILLO.com, DawnCotillo.com. If you forget that, my name's obviously on the website, the Be Balanced Centers. And then if you like me on Facebook, I have a fan page, just Dawn Cotillo on Facebook. I'm constantly putting two or three posts up a day of different healthy emotional tips or different things you can do with your diet, some different hormonal tips and things like that. So I think it's just a really, it's fun for me to do. And a lot of women will just email me and just say, oh my gosh, that was great, or I did that, or, you know, just little things, just tiny changes can make such a difference.
Thank you so much for being here today, Dawn. I always learn so much, and I know I can speak for women in this age group. You're a great asset, and Be Balanced Centers, we are grateful to have you to address
thank
these.
Thank you.
So
I enjoy
thank
it.
You. Thank you, because a healthy life is a balanced life, and I thank you for being here today. I am Renee Gable with In Touch Marketing Concepts for Balanced Life.